الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, once again, we are back with a unique episode of our series. Now this is such a topic which contains a great lesson for us. Nowadays, we hear many people complaining about a problem, and that problem is forgetfulness. They say, I forget a lot, I can't retain things, I can't retain information. Now indeed, forgetfulness is also a disease, it's a problem. But when it increases, it reflects our disorganized life. Now forgetfulness is a disease related to the human brain. It's linked to the brain. Now this is often caused because of moisture and cold, and sometimes when the brain becomes inflamed or when a particular part swells. Now doctors say that this causes the memory to weaken. Now when a person begins to forget past and even present matters, then this forgetfulness has many causes behind it. There's many reasons why he suffers this. One of them is sinning. Now the evil influence of sins is so destructive for our inner self and the outer self as well, and it affects our memory as well. There's memory loss because of sinning, and the memory becomes weaker because of sinning. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard you and me from sins. So we just heard that sins weaken the memory. Not only that, we also hear that sins lead to a decrease in livelihood. Plagues descend abundantly, lifespan continually decreases, person remains deprived of worshipping because of sins, discord occurs in the mind, a person is disgraced in the eyes of others, the bounties that were bestowed to him, they're seized, and a person surrounded by trouble at all times. And this is such an illness where he faces a lot of loss. The brightness that appeared on the face due to iman, this decreases. And it becomes difficult to retain information. Now, you're probably thinking, why am I talking about the weakening of the memory? The reason why I'm doing this is because it's relevant to our topic. Dear viewers, the biggest sin which affects the memory is evil gazing, lewd gazing, unlawful gazing as well. It's a major cause of weak memory. Watching that which is unlawful. It is narrated that there was a Hafiz of the Holy Quran. He used to teach the Holy Quran too. But he committed unlawful gazing. He looked at something which was impermissible. And the evil influence of that was that it caused him to forget the entire Holy Quran. He forgot the whole Quran. So as you can imagine, he was very worried. He came to Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi and said, Ya Shaykh, I committed this sin, this error. He wept abundantly and he said, I repent. All I want is for the bounty that was bestowed upon me, meaning memorizing the Quran, on that to be returned to me. The Holy Quran has been erased from my chest. Now Sayyiduna Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, perform Hajj this year and meet with the Imam of Masjid al-Khayf, which is in Mina, and ask him to pray for you. Hence he went for Hajj, and after Hajj he went to Masjid al-Khayf in Mina, and there he saw that the Imam was an elderly person. And during this time he saw that after Dhuhr a great person came, and everyone stood up to welcome him. And that person continued to converse with the people there. Anyhow, the person who arrived, he kept on conversing with them. This person kept waiting for the Imam to be free so that he could talk to him in private. Anyway, when Asr time commenced and the Imam was alone, he went to him and said, I am so worried that such and such has happened and I have forgotten the Holy Quran. And I want this bounty to be returned to me, this blessing to be returned to me. Now this individual is very pious. He stretched his hands out, and as soon as he stretched his hands out for dua, for supplication, immediately the entire Holy Quran was restored, meaning it returned to the heart of this person, the chest of this person. In other words, he was a hafiz once again. And as you can imagine, he became very happy. And the Imam now asked him a unique question. Who told you about me and where I am? He replied, Sayyiduna Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Ali told me your address, told me about your whereabouts. He said, really? He's disclosed my secret to you. He has told you to come to me. Now I will also disclose his secret to you. That the person who came at the time of Zuhr and everyone stood up for him and welcomed him was none other than Sayyiduna Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Ali. Due to his miraculous power, he comes here to Masjid al-Khayf in Mina from Basra and offers Zuhr Salah daily here. Subhanallah. Look at the power bestowed on the friends of Allah. Anyway, dear viewers, from this incident, we learn that forgetfulness is caused by sins. Sins weaken a human's memory to a great extent. Those who are huffaz, those who have preserved and memorized the Quran and made great efforts for that, must be very cautious and careful about this. And they must prevent themselves from sins so that the bounty of the Holy Quran remains safe in their chest. And as for forgetting the Holy Quran, al-a'yadu billah, this is a major sin. This is a bad deed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from this. Now dear viewers, let me take you to my topic. That there will come such a time before Judgment Day when the Holy Quran will be erased from the earth, will be lifted from the earth. Yes, there will be no one in the world who will remember the Holy Quran. And this is the topic of our episode, that a major sign of Judgment Day is that the Quran will be lifted, it will be erased. It will be erased from the chests as well as from the scriptures, i.e. the Holy Quran which we have in book form. The writing will all be erased. Meaning, the book will be open, but there will be no writing, no kalamullah. Now, before going into this sign, let me tell you an incident that will occur. Now, remember that four prophets, alayhi salam, are those who are alive. In general, all prophets are alive, because it's mentioned in the hadith, indeed, Allah Almighty has prohibited the earth from consuming the bodies of prophets. The prophets of Allah are alive and they are given sustenance. This is what is mentioned in a hadith. But death, according to the promise of Allah Almighty, certainly occurred for the prophets, even if it was for a few moments, meaning only for a few moments. And now those prophets, alayhi salam, are alive in their graves. Four such prophets have not yet met death according to the divine promise. Who are those four prophets? Two are on the earth and two are in the heavens. Sayyiduna Khizr and Sayyiduna Ilyas alayhi salam are on the earth. And every year it is mentioned in the books that they fast in the month of Ramadan in Baytul Muqaddas. And each year they perform Hajj with the pilgrims. And Sayyiduna Ilyas alayhi salam, he visits forests and deserts throughout the year. And Sayyiduna Khizr alayhi salam, he visits oceans and rivers. And in the heavens, there are Sayyiduna Idris alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Now, dear viewers, the two prophets who are alive in the heavens have not yet met death according to the divine promise. Now, as we mentioned, one of them is Sayyiduna Idris alayhi salam. Remember that Allah Almighty revealed 30 scriptures to him. And he frequently used to call people to Allah Almighty and deliver the teachings found in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, because of delivering the teachings so frequently, he was given the title Idris. And this title of his became so famous and popular that many people are not even aware of his real name, his actual name. Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu narrates that one day, Sayyiduna Idris alayhi salam said to the angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, I want to taste death. So seize my soul. The angel of death obeyed his order and seized his soul and instantly returned it to him. And once again, he was alive. Then he said, now show me hell so that the fear of Allah Almighty would increase. Hence this was done. Whilst observing hell, he said to the gatekeeper of hell, "Open the door. I want to go through this door." Now this was also done, and he passed through that door. Then he said to the angel of death, "Show me paradise, Jannah." So he led him to paradise. He had the doors opened and he entered paradise. After waiting there a while, the angel of death said, "Now please return to your place." He replied, "I will not go anywhere from here. Allah Almighty has said, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. So I have tasted death. And Allah Almighty has also said, Wa in minkum illa wariduha, that every person has to pass over hell, and I have passed over it. So now I have reached paradise, and for those who have reached paradise, Allah Almighty has said, Wa ma hum minha bimukhrajin, that those who have entered paradise will not be removed from it. Now why do you ask me to leave paradise? Allah Almighty sent a revelation to the angel of death, that whatever Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam did, he did with my permission, and with my permission he entered paradise. So leave him, he will live in paradise. Hence, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam is in paradise above the heavens, and he is alive. Sayyidina Ilyas and Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam will pass away towards the end of times, when the Holy Quran will be lifted, will be erased. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhuma narrates that Judgment Day will not occur until the Holy Quran returns to the place from where it had been sent. There will be such hummings of the Holy Quran around the arsh like that of honeybees. Allah Almighty will say to the Holy Quran, "What is your condition?" The Holy Quran will humbly reply, "O my Lord, I left from you and have returned to you. I was recited, but my commandments were not followed." And similarly, in another place, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala and states, "Indeed, the Holy Quran which is in front of you will be erased soon." A person said, "How is it possible? While we have saved it in our hearts, we have preserved it in our hearts and scriptures. We teach it to our children, and our children teach their offspring the Holy Quran." He said, "It will be lifted, it will be raised in the night, and people will not find it in the morning. And this will occur in such a way that the Holy Quran will be erased from the hearts and the scriptures." Sayyidina Ibrahim Nakhai rahmatullahi alayhi states, "There will come such a night," and listen carefully, dear viewers, "there will come such a night in which the Holy Quran will be erased from people's hearts. Allah Almighty will send a pure wind which will cause all the believers to pass away. Then there will remain such people who will neither speak the truth nor will they promote it. They will commit adultery just like donkeys and other animals mate." Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, "Those people will remain in this very condition for 120 years. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "The Book of Allah will encounter such a night that when people will start the morning, not a single verse and even a single letter will remain in anyone's heart." Allahu Akbar. It will all be erased from everyone's heart. This will be the time in which Islam will also begin to be erased. Hence, Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala said, "Islam will be erased from the world just like a stain is removed from a piece of cloth, so much so that nobody will know what fasting is, what Hajj is, and what charity is. And the Holy Quran will be erased in a single night until not even one verse of it will be left. A few old men and women will only remain. They will say, 'We found our ancestors believing in the Shahada, La ilaha illallah. So we also recite the same.' This will be such a time which cannot be expressed in words. At that time, how near will Judgment Day be?" Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states in this regard, "At that time, Judgment Day will be as near as an expectant woman in labor who is about to give birth, meaning it can happen at any moment. Now, in the end of the episode, I want to discuss an important topic with you. Many of us wish that we can learn the Holy Quran. But there are a number of people amongst us who have memorized the Holy Quran, but then they have forgotten it. Now, dear viewers, those who memorize the Holy Quran and then do not revise it, they do not give time to its memorization, they are caused to forget the Holy Quran. And there are warnings of horrific torment for such people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The rewards of my ummah were presented before me, so much so I even saw the reward of removing a straw from the masjid. And the sins of my ummah were presented to me. I did not find a sin greater than that of a person who memorized the Quranic surah or verse and then forgot it." In another place, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who learned the Holy Quran and then forgot it, he will meet Allah in a state of leprosy on the Day of Judgment." Dear viewers, now keep this point in mind, that not only the Hafiz, the one who has memorized the entire Quran, not only does he have to retain it, but even someone who learned a surah or a verse of the Holy Quran, he has to remember that as well. And each of us has, if you look at it, has memorized a surah or a few surah, because these are wajib. There's a certain condition in namaz, you have to recite a surah and at least three small verses or one long verse equivalent to three small verses. And the hadith tells us the sin for which my ummah will be punished fully on the Day of Judgment is that one of them memorized the surah of the Holy Quran and then he forgot it. Anyhow, from this nobody should develop this mindset that what is the point of our children memorizing the Holy Quran? If they forget it, they'll be punished. No, let them memorize it. This is a praiseworthy act. And then help them retain it as well. There are such excellences for a hafiz. And the hadith states that if there's a hafiz who acts according to the halal and haram of the Holy Quran, meaning he refrains from the haram and adopts the halal, then he will intercede for his family members. But it goes without saying that we have to help that person retain it as well. We have to give time. We have to make the environment easy for him. So inshallah, we'll be back with another episode of The Signs of the Hour. And alhamdulillah, as you know, only authentic information is provided in this episode. Do watch it and encourage others to watch it as well. In the end, remember us in our prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.